So what happened? How'd it go?
It's fine. I thanked them again and let them know we're not available.
So I can drink this without having to give up the goodies?
Yes, it's all cool. Although if you wanted to talk to one of them, no one would blame you.
And why would no one blame me?
I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, it sounds like you're saying that I could do better than Sheldon.
Boy, these drinks are strong. Oh, Mama, I'm gonna be hugging the toilet tonight.
No, tell me, I wanna know what you meant by that.
I just meant that you're not married and your boyfriend's kinda Sheldon.
And your husband is extremely Howard. What's your point?
Sorry, I have no point. That was a stupid thing to say. Can we please just go back to having a nice time?
We could, but unfortunately my brain is lesion-free and I remember that rotten thing you just said about my sweet babu.
And I apologize. Can we please just let it go?
Sure.
Thanks.
Your husband's weird and his clothes are ridiculous.
I've been doing nothing but sit around and miss that guy. And you know what the worst part is?
That you're having to process your emotional pain without vodka?
No. Yeah.
But you know what the second worst part is? He does not miss me at all.
Yeah, allow me to comfort you. At least you've got your health.
That's it? That's comforting?
In 100 years, you'll both be dead and it won't matter?
No, come on, you're supposed to say, well, of course he misses you. The only reason he's partying is to cover up his pain.
Oh, no, I don't think that's true at all.
This is ridiculous. I mean, why am I upset just because he's off having a good time?
Well, perhaps you're obsessively picturing him engaged in drunken coitus with another woman. Is that it? Did I get it right?
Okay, that's great. You can stop trying to make me feel better now.
Actually, I can't. Before Leonard left, he made me promise that I'd take care of you.
He did?
Yes.
Oh. That's really sweet.
Plus, if I do a good job, he said he'd bring me back a sailor's cap.
Well, now I miss him even more.
Well, if it's any consolation, I'm sure Leonard's tormented every moment he's away from your warm embrace and cherry lips.
Thanks.
Oh, seriously?
Excuse me, Mrs. Davis?
What?
I'd like to apologize for being insensitive. And for possibly making penguins seem like jerks, because 99% of them are stand-up guys.
Forget about it.
You know, you and I have a lot in common.
Is that right?
Oh yes, I too am in the throes of heartbreak. Okay, fine, I'll tell you about it.
Here is a hot beverage to comfort you. It's in a to-go cup. Make of that what you will.
Come on, it's still early. Let's do something.
Well, I have been toying around with an idea for 4D chess.
How about we just talk?
All right. In 4D chess...
No. Come on, let's talk about our lives. Tell me something about you I don't know.
I own 9 pairs of pants.
Okay, that's a good start, but I was thinking maybe something a little more personal.
I see. I own 9 pairs of underpants.
How about I go first?
But I don't want to know how many underpants you own. Although based on the floor of your bedroom, I'd say it's 1,000.
Okay, look. Here's something people do not know about me. When I first moved out to LA, I did a topless scene in a low-budget horror movie about a killer gorilla.
Oh, after I did it, I felt so ashamed. Thankfully, that thing never came out.
I've seen that. Yeah. But serial apist. Howard found it online the day we met you.
Oh.
Maybe it was literally the moment you walked out the door. But I see the type of personal revelations you're going for. Okay, here's one I thought I'd take to the grave.
Okay.
A while back, YouTube changed its user interface from a star-based rating system to a thumbs-up rating system. I tell people I'm okay with it, but I'm really not.
That's your big revelation?
Yes. I feel 10 pounds lighter.
Okay, you know what? I give up. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, here's something else you don't know about me. You just hurt my feelings.
What did I do?
I opened up and shared something deeply upsetting to me, and you treated it as if it were nothing.
I didn't think it was a big deal.
It is to me. That's the point.
Sheldon, you are right. I'm really sorry. I should have known better.
Your apology is accepted.
Thank you. How about a hug?
How about a hearty handshake?
Come on.
Now I know how you felt, getting mauled by that sex-crazed gorilla.
It was rather flattering to have strangers send us drinks.
Yeah, that felt nice.
Maybe tomorrow morning we put on some hot pants and see if we can score us some free omelets.
So hypothetically, if we were to have gone with them, which one would you have picked?
I think I would have gone with the short one with the goofy haircut.
Oh, good, because I like the tall, thin one. Seemed intelligent, kind of a loner. Maybe a little sexually inexperienced, like I'd have to teach him a thing or two.
Not my guy. I caught him staring at my rack. Be nice to be with a man who wants to know what's underneath my cardigan. FYI, it's another cardigan.
Your short, sexed up guy kind of sounds like Howard.
Your brainy virgin kind of sounds like Sheldon. Good night.
All right, Dr. Kuthapalli, it's been nice talking to you, but I need to go home and relieve my babysitter.
I can relate to being a single parent. I have a dog.
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing. Good night.
Mrs. Davis, I must confess, I came here tonight in a futile attempt to pick up some lonely postdoc, but instead I got to connect with you at a human level. That's a much better evening. You're a lovely person.
Are you hitting on me?
No, that would be crazy. I mean, if I were hitting on you, you'd know it because you'd feel uncomfortable and a little sad for me.
You're sweet. Good night, Dr. Kuthapalli.
Good night.
Looks like she accepted your apology.
And then some. I think we had a moment.
Please, you did not have a moment.
Who died and made you king of moments?
Okay, fine. Let's say there was a moment.
There was.
There wasn't. But